Good evening, everyone.
All
right, we're actually starting a brand new series tonight. So prepare yourselves. We're going to talk about this series titled Rise and Fall. In this series, we're basically going to talk about leadership. It's very important for us to talk about leadership because we believe that leadership is very crucial, that it affects every situation that we are in. Whether you are the one leading or you're the one being led by the people around us, leadership plays a crucial role in our lives. And today, pag-uusapan natin yun because we believe that all of us, in a certain level, in a certain degree, has the ability to lead and influence other people. At the same time, we believe that this is very timely because, syempre, dito sa Philippines, we've been considering sino ba yung next best government official for us, who would best serve us. So, at the same time, as we talk about this series, we want to be able to set up a standard for all of us. Ano ba talaga yung type of leadership that God wants us to have? So, I want you to know that we're not here to campaign for anyone. We're not going to promote any candidate. But at the same time, we want to be able to just paint to you. Pag pinag-usapan natin yung leadership that God wants us to have, ano ba yung picture nito? Ano ba yung itsura nito? So, yun yung pag-uusapan natin sa series na to for the next few weeks, Rise and Fall, as we talk about characters in the Bible who were able to facilitate good and bad leadership. Okay, so ngayon, let me start the preaching for tonight by having some audience participation. Okay lang po ba yun? So, ibig sabihin, I'm gonna ask you certain questions. Madali lang po. I'm sure familiar po kayo sa mga tanong ko. Okay, and then if you know the answer, can you raise your hand? So, ready na po tayo. Okay, so the first question that I have is this. I have with me a 1 peso coin. Okay, ang tanong, okay, so sino ang tao sa piso? The guy in black. Kuya, sino ba ang tao sa piso?
Dr. Jose Rizal.
Si Jose Rizal, tama po ba? Tama, dahil tama, sayo na yung piso. O, bigyan mo ng piso, si kuya. Next question. Sino ang tao sa 5 piso? Si Joey. Joey, sino ang tao sa 5 piso?
Emilio Aguinaldo.
Emilio Aguinaldo. Tama po, sa'yo na yung 5 piso. Ito. Okay, so sino ang tao sa 20 pesos? Kaya po ba nakakala mo? Ito si nanay.
Si Manuel L. Quezon.
Manuel L. Quezon. Tama po, sa inyo na po si Manuel L. Quezon. Sino ang tao sa 50 pesos? Si ate.
Serious Menya.
Serious Menya. Tama po. Sa inyo na yung Serious Menya. Ang minintay ba kayo? Sinong tao sa 100 piso? Ayun, sa likod.
Si Manuel Rojas.
Manuel Rojas. Tama. Sa inyo na yung 100 pesos. Okay, so ito ngayon, may 500 ako dito. Woo! Sino nakakaalam? Woo! Okay, so... Sino? Sino? Sige, ito si kuya naka-black.
Ninoy and Cory Aquino.
Sigurado ka ba?
Sigurado na po.
Sure ka talaga?
Sure na.
Okay, dahil sigurado siya at tama ang sagot niya, meron siyang Pringles sa chocolate. Okay, palapakan naman natin. Okay, so pang sa misis ko po itong 500. Why did I ask those questions? Why did I go through the trouble of just giving away money, asking those questions? Because all the people in our builds were known for something. They were able to do something for our nation and they were acknowledged for their leadership. And one thing that is very interesting about these leaders, these great leaders that we have in our nation, is because they have something in common with you and me. Okay, so may pagkakatulad po tayo, maipapares tayo sa mga great leaders na meron tayo sa nation natin. And ano kaya yon? Ano kaya yung katulad natin sila? These leaders, great as they may be, were never born leaders. They were born babies. Okay, so sabihin, nung pinanganak sila, they were not that great. They were not that effective as leaders. They were just ordinary people just like you and me. Ibig sabihin po nun, all of us in this room is actually a candidate to become a great leader. Hindi mo natin po alam, the person seated beside you may actually be the next great leader that would be the face of our next bill. Next po nating pera. Okay, so tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Pag masama yung mukha niyan, so malay mo lalabas yan sa pera. Hindi lang siguro sa usapang pera. It may be about being a great leader in different areas of our lives. Probably in the business, you would be the next Henry C., the business tycoon. You would own all the malls, all the business establishment in our nation. You may be the next leader who would become the government official of our nation. Pwedeng next mayor, next senator, next president, di ba? Mr. President, Madam President, katabi nyo lang. Probably, you may be sitting beside someone who would be very influential, whether in the sports industry, mala Stephen Curry ka, or probably you're someone influential in the music industry, lahat nakikinig sa'yo, or probably maging artista ka. Baka katabi nyo na yung next na John Lloyd. Diba? Next na Piolo. Okay? Next na Jay Dean. So, whoever you are right now, I want you to know that this series is for you. Because this is what we believe in us, there is a leadership potential. We're a candidate for leadership. And since that is the case, we want to understand, what does it take for one to become a true leader? Ano ba talaga yung kailangan? Ano ba yung important component for someone to be a great leader? Yun po yung pag-uusapan natin today and for the next weeks. So for today, let us understand this based on the Word of God. We're going to read in the book of Judges, chapter 9. We're going to start in verse 7 and we're going to read there. It says there, when Jotham was told about this, he climbed up on the top of Mount Gerizim and shouted to them, "Listen to me, citizens of Shechem, so that God may listen to you. One day the trees went out to anoint a king for themselves. They said to the olive tree, 'Be our king.' But the olive tree answered, 'Should I give up my oil, by which both gods and men are honored, to hold sway over the trees?' The trees said to the fig tree, 'Come and be our king.' But the fig tree replied, 'Should I give up my fruit, so good and sweet, to hold sway over the trees?' Then the trees said to the vine, 'Come, be our king.' But the vine answered, 'Should I give up my wine, which cheers both gods and men, to hold sway over the trees?' In verse 14, finally, all the trees said to the thorn bush, 'Come, be our king.'" Let us pray. Lord, thank you for your scripture. I pray, God, that as we talk about leadership, allow us to understand your design for it. And may we be able to live out this leadership in us and around us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We're talking about the book of Judges here. Okay, this is actually a parable, a short story that the person named Jotham told the people of Israel. So ngayon, before we talk about that, allow me to first paint to you the picture or the situation in this scripture. Okay? So let's talk about the book of Judges. Pag pinag-usapan po natin yung book of Judges, it is actually the story or the narration of what's happening sa mga Israelites during the time that they're already in the promised land. By this time, patay na po si Joshua. Okay? Patay na rin si Moses. These people led them from captivity in Egypt and led them to the promised land. So they're now living in Canaan. And now, right after the death of Joshua, these people ended up doing what is sinful before God. Okay? So they ended up sinning. And from then on, they found themselves in a cycle of repeated actions, repeated activities and circumstances in their lives. What will happen is they would live their lives worshiping idols or worshiping things other than God. They would sin. Gagawa po sila ng kasalanan. They would just follow themselves and not God. And then when they are so into sin, what will happen is an invader would come to that nation and they would be oppressed. So syempre, pahihirapan sila, i-overcome sila, i-conquer sila, so maghihirap sila. During that time, they would cry out to the Lord. They would cry out to God and say, "Lord, we are sorry for doing the wrong things. We're sorry for sinning against you. So, Lord, rescue us. Help us not to experience oppression anymore." So, ngayon, because they are repenting, they are asking God for help, God is so good, He would send to them a deliverer, a judge. Okay? And this judge would rescue them and free them from the oppressors. Magkakaroon po ng deliverance. And then upon experiencing deliverance, babalik na po sa maayos na pamumuhay yung mga taga-Israel. They would live in peace. They would enjoy life. But eventually, these Israelites will once again get tempted to worship idols. Matetempt na naman sila and guess what happens next? They would end up sinning again, doing things that are rebellious towards God. And then the cycle would go on. Magkakaroon po ulit ng oppression, magre-repent ulit sila, tapos ma-deliver sila through a judge, magkakaroon ng peace, magsisin again, paulit-ulit po. When you read the book of Judges, that is actually the plot, paulit-ulit na story. God would always rescue them and deliver them by using a judge. Pag pinag-usapan po natin yung judge, hindi po yung ganitong judge sa pinag-uusapan natin. We're not talking about a court officer or official. We're talking about a warrior. someone who is trained in battle, someone that is leading the people so that they would be free from captivity, from oppression. Now, in the book of Judges, in the whole timeline, in the whole story, God sent 6 judges. Okay? Yung 6 judges po na yon, si Othniel. Ito po yung unang lab team, si Othniel. Okay? Si Othniel yung unang judge. Sinundan siya ni Ehud, si Deborah, and then si Gideon. Familiar na po ba kayo kay Gideon? Okay, si Jephthah, and then si Samson. Okay? Yung naging ka-lab team ni Delilah. And now, the story that we read in Judges 9 happened between the reign of the judge Gideon and Jephthah. During this time, patay na po si Gideon and the Israelites are being led by a king. May hari sila. And that king is actually one of the 72 sons of Gideon. The name of that person is Abimelech. Si Abimelech, I want you to know that this is a very cruel person. He so loved the position, the idea of being the king, that in order for him to get that position, ang ginawa niya po, pinapatay niya lahat ng kapatid niyang 71. Pinapatay niya just for him to become the king. Buti na lang, as he killed those 71 brothers, may nakatakas na isa, si Jotham. Jotham is the one narrating the story of the trees that we read in the Bible a while ago. Jotham was the one who was shouting to the Israelites on the top of a mountain and declaring the story of the trees, which actually depicts the current leadership situation that they are experiencing. With the hope that Israelites, sana mamulat kayo, sana magising kayo sa realidad na meron tayo in our nation right now. As we talk about his story, yung parable of the trees, my hope is that we would also be able to understand what leadership is all about and how it would affect your lives and my life in this time. So, pag binalikan natin yung story ni Jotham, he was actually talking about 3 trees. In these trees, he was saying that being the king was first offered to the olive tree, pero tinanggihan niya. And then it was offered to the fig tree, pero tinanggihan din niya. And then it was offered to the vine, and tinanggihan din niya. And all these 3 said that they cannot be the king. They are not willing to sacrifice whatever benefit they are giving to the people. So because of that, someone else rose to power. And that was the thorn bush. Sabi ng mga Bible scholars, the olive tree actually represents Gideon being the mighty leader that they once had. Fig tree represents mga anak, the sons of Gideon, the righteous people that Gideon was able to produce. Pero they also declined the offer. And yung vine tree daw, ito raw yung mga priest, the people who are serving in the temple. So, tinanggihan din nila. And the thorn bush is none other than Abimelech, the cruel leader. Let's talk about this. What are the leadership lessons that we can learn from his parable and the situation that they have in Israel? Una po, makikita natin that anyone can be a leader. Okay? Anyone can be a leader. As we look back to that picture, it is actually a picture of trees or plants that are both fruitful and not. Trees that are of great benefits and a tree that is harmful. The set of trees that are helping the people and a set of trees that is harming the people. But both of them were recognized as someone who can be a leader. Anyone can be a leader. It also implies that you can be a leader. And you may be here and you're thinking, kaya ko ba talaga maging leader? Leader ba talaga ako? I don't possess all the qualities that is great for a leader. Hindi naman ako magaling magsalita. Diba, pa nag-English ako, pang 5 minutes lang. Diba, I have to pause na kasi hindi ko kaya. When I talk to people, talagang nahihiya ako, talagang kulang na lang. Gumapang ako pag dumadaan ako sa gitna ng 2 tao kasi nahihiya talaga ako. Maybe you are that type of person who's not charismatic. Hindi naman ako tipo ng tao na tipong kapag naglakad ako from KFC to Victory Center, naabot ng 20 minutes kasi ang dami kong hinahayan. Hindi naman ako ganun type of person. I'm not that charismatic. I'm not that friendly. I'm not that type of person who has a strong personality who can command people. Kapag sinabi ko, everyone would follow. I'm not that type of person. In fact, Pastor, kapag tiningnan ko yung sarili ko sa salamin, hindi leader yung nakikita ko. Model. Diba? So, di ko talaga ma-imagine yung sarili ko being a leader. But I want you to know that you can be a leader. In fact, as you are right now, you are a leader. You are influencing someone. Sociologists would say that an average person can actually influence at least 10,000 people in his lifetime. So, introvert people, yung mga mahihain, kaya nila kahit 10,000. introvert na yan, can you imagine those who are not introverts? Those who are really so friendly, so people person talaga? These people can influence more. But by default, we are influential. You may not be in a position or a title where you are leading other people, but someone is following you. You may be an older brother, an older sister. You may be a parent here. You may be an officer, pero there's people who is following you. You may be just a friend, pero you're influencing that person every time he would ask, oh, saan tayo kakain? Kahit saan. O kahit saan. Sama ka sa kahit saan. Whatever it is, you're influencing them because you are a leader. Have you ever experienced being with your friends or someone strangers tapos ginawa nyo to? Anong ginagawa nyo nasa harap nyo? Di ba? Nagtatanggal din ng dumi sa mata. That's influence. O yung naghikab ka tapos pag hikab mo, naghikab na rin yung mga katabi mo. That's influence. What more when we are being deliberate about the influence that you want to assert to other people? We can do that because by default, we have the potential, the making of a leader. You can be a leader. Sabi mo sa katabi mo, leader ka. We can be a leader. But when you talk about this, us being a leader, the sad truth is this. If the good people or the righteous people will not lead, guess what? The bad will. If the good people will not lead, the bad will. Just look at these people. Diba? Si Hitler, si Bin Laden, these people, I believe, are very effective leaders because they have so many followers and their followers are so committed to them that they're willing to die, willing to kill, willing to do the wrong things just for these people, just for their leaders. That is leadership, making people do what has to happen. But are they good leaders? No, because they led the people to do the wrong things, to do the bad things. And most of the time, we find ourselves thinking that, bakit ba yung mga leader ko sa government? Bakit ba yung boss ko? Bakit ba yung magulang ko? Bakit ba yung kuya ko? Bakit ba yung mga group leader namin? They're all doing the wrong things. They're not giving their best. They're probably, masyado silang petics. Yung iba naman, hindi lang petics, mali pa yung ginagawa. Ang dami nating reklamo. Not thinking that these people are there because we did not do something about it. I once read an article that says, we get the leaders that we deserve. Why? Because most of the time, we have bad leaders because we allow them to be there. We voted for them. We probably just became apathetic. Wala tayong ginawa. Tas namalayan na lang natin, oh, we have bad leaders around us. Even today, we are faced with a situation, okay, that we had to decide who will be the next government official in our nation. My hope is that we will not be apathetic. We will be involved. We would do our research. Aalamin natin sino ba talaga yung best leader for me to elect. Who will be the best leader that I would position? Maybe you are a boss in your company. You have the ability to place someone in position. My hope is that you would not just place someone just based on his performance. Kasi ang daming sales eh. My hope is that you would also look at the character of the people that we are putting into position. Because anyone can lead. And we want good leaders leading us and leading the people around us. Next to that, we could learn from the story of Jotham is that leadership comes with sacrifice. Remember the time that the kingship was offered to olive tree? Sabi niya, should I give up my oil? Should I sacrifice the oil that makes people happy, makes people honored? Sabi niya, wag na uy. Parang ganun. So parang, he's not willing to give it up. It was offered to fig tree. And he was saying, should I give up my fruit? The sobrang tamis at sobrang sarap. Igi-give up ko ba yun? Diba? Dehins. Diba? I don't want to do that. I don't want to give it up. I don't want to sacrifice. Inoffer ulit sa iba. It was offered to the vine. And he was saying, I'm not ready to lose my wine as well. And in the end, it was offered to the thorn bush. Why did it happen? Because they're not willing to sacrifice. But obviously, they acknowledge that leadership comes with sacrifice. How many of us here, at one point in our life, nag-asam tayong magkaroon ng leadership position? Iba sa atin, meron. Pero times, minsan hindi natin nakikita that there is sacrifice that comes with it. Okay, so kaya nga, kampanya tayo ng kampanya, gusto natin maging leader. Pero we don't see that it entails sacrifice. Okay, minsan what happens is we end up sacrificing the people that we're leading. We don't go through personal sacrifice, we end up sacrificing the people that we're leading. Instead of us adjusting, they're the one adjusting and they're the one suffering. But leadership comes with sacrifice. Some people naman, they're on the other extreme. They're so caught up with the idea that leadership always comes with sacrifice that they don't want to lead. Why will I lead? It would mean I would lose leisure time. Why would I lead? It may mean I would have to incur more expenses. Why would I lead? I have to be able to talk to a lot of people that I don't even know, I don't even care about. So why would I leave my comfort zone? And if you would look at that, it becomes all about them. My comfort, my gain, my benefits. But leadership, true leadership comes with sacrifice. That's the picture that Jotham was trying to make clear to the people. And I believe God is making clear to all of us. Leadership comes with sacrifice. Now, the question is, why do we have to realize that we can be leaders? And why do we have to realize that there is sacrifice that comes with leadership? You know why? Because here in this series, Rise and Fall, we believe that we are called to lead. We are called to lead. The Bible says during the time that the disciples were with Jesus and some of them were volunteering, sabi niya, Jesus, can you give us the position to sit on your right and to sit on your left? Lord, give us the position of leadership. Okay, how many of you here, you know that you're a follower of God? Gusto natin maging follower ni God. And these followers, they want a position of leadership. And God, at that very moment, gave them a leadership lesson. And what He said was this. And Jesus called them to Him and said to them, you know that those who are considered rulers, officials, officers, leaders of the Gentiles, lord it over them. They use force, they coerce them, they force them. And their great ones exercise authority over them. And then He said, but it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant. What He was saying here is, yes, I want you to become leaders, but not leaders like them. He was not saying na, ikaw Peter, hindi ka magiging leader. Hindi po yun yung sinasabi. He was saying, Peter, you would be a leader. But you would be a leader that is far different from the current leaders in your city right now. You would be a leader that is not like them. You would be different. A different kind of leader. That is what God is saying to us. In the same manner that He said it to Peter, God is saying to us that all of us in this room are called to be leaders. Whether it's in the offices, in the campuses, or probably just in our homes. Leader ka ng mga anak mo, leader ka ng asawa mo, leader ka ng mga kapatid mo. Whoever it is that God has placed under authority, we are called to become leaders. But not like the leaders that we see in this world, but the leader that is different. A leader according to the design that God has placed in us. And ano yung picture ng leadership that God wants us to have? The type of leader that God wants us to have is a kind of leader that lives out servanthood and being like a slave to all. We are to become a servant and like a slave to all. What does it tell us? It tells us that we are not meant to be about position. Sometimes we associate leadership that we're only willing to lead if position is or title is given to us. But we're not about that. Clearly, God was teaching them a different kind of leadership. A leadership that will make a stand even if there is no position involved. Minsan, di ba, parang tag-kampanya. How many of you here, you have heard a lot of platforms already? Di ba, parang kapag ako binoto nyo, babayaran ko yung lahat ng utang ng Pilipinas. Yung mga ganun. O babaguhin ko to. Di ba, lahat gagawin kong 10 times ang bonus pag Christmas. So kung ano man yung mga pinapangako, di ba, there are so many platforms and promises. But the promise is always this, kapag binoto nyo ko or kapag napunta ako sa posisyon. But God's idea of leadership is not like that. It's not position dependent. Because the question is, paano kung hindi ka namin iboto? Would you still fight corruption? Paano kung hindi ka manalo? Would you still do what is right? Paano kung hindi ka yung nasa posisyon? Would you still care for us? That's the kind of leadership that God wants us to experience and God wants you to live out. A kind of leadership that is not boxed or limited by any position. A kind of leadership that is willing to serve, willing to help, willing to care, whether you have position or not. That is the leadership that God wants us to have. God's design for leadership involves servanthood and personal sacrifice. You're not just here to serve, but knowing that you're not here to get, you're here to give. Sometimes we see leadership as an opportunity to get rather than to give. But leadership is about giving, not getting. It's always asking yourself, what can I do so that I may serve these people that I'm leading? Maybe you are placed as the parents in your home. You always think, what can I do so that I could take care of the welfare of my children? How can I serve them? Hindi sila alipores, hindi sila alalay. You are here to usher them so that they would grow, they would mature. Diba? It's about serving them. At the same time, it's being able to sacrifice for them. Sino ba sa inyo gusto nyo magkaroon ng maayos na kinabukasan yung mga anak nyo, yung mga magulang dito? Diba? Gusto natin yun na yung mga kabataan natin maging maayos yung kinabukasan. But how many of us would actually sacrifice personal time just to be able to mold and disciple our children? When everyone else is enjoying their weekends, getting out, playing golf, playing basketball, doing nothing, how many of us are willing to sacrifice our rest just to be able to build relationship with our sons, with our daughters, just to check out on them and guide them in their lives? Because as a leader, it would involve personal sacrifice, being able to do that. How many of us here are willing to make a stand? Maybe sabihin, hindi naman ako presidente ng klase namin. Wala naman akong posisyon. But how many of us are willing to make a stand to do what is right? When everyone else is so busy arranging their cheating arrangement, how many of us will make a stand and say that I will not cheat? I may not be able to tell them to stop, but at least I will lead them by my example. I will study hard and not cheat. When everyone else is giving into premarital sex, I will make myself pure and holy and wait for the right time. I will reserve myself for my future wife, my future husband. As a leader, it would involve sacrifice. You might even get mocked by some people, but by doing that, you're becoming a leader. You're making a stand. Even in your office, when everyone else is busy, naglalaro sila ng Clash of Clans, they're doing Facebook, they're doing Twitter, doing everything when the boss is not around. How many of us here will make a stand, say that I would give it due diligence, I would be excellent in my work, whether my boss is around or not? That's making a stand. That's being a leader. That's enduring personal sacrifice. How many of you here, as a leader, when was the last time that you used every talent, every gifting, every resource that you have so that you would be able to help someone to become a better person? Yung ginamit mo yung pera mo para matulungan mo yung ibang tao, ginamit mo yung influence mo to help someone else. When was the last time? Because God is calling us for that. A kind of leadership that involves servanthood and personal sacrifice. As I started this preaching, I mentioned people that are known for different things in our history. Yung mga napunta sa pera, and I believe there's more. Hindi lang sila umabot sa pera. But for all of these people, they were able to understand that leadership is about serving our nation, serving our people, even to the point of sacrificing their own lives. For most of them, they were martyred. For most of them, they died giving their best for the welfare of our nation. And I just want to highlight one that I believe is quite popular to a lot of us. This man was one of our senators during the time when our nation is under a difficult time. The president of our nation is oppressing a lot of people. There is such fear roaming around because you don't know kung ikaw yung next na makikidnap, ipapapatay, or probably something bad will happen to you. And people were saying to this senator, who at that time was in another nation, don't go back to the Philippines. Because if you do, something might happen to you. Someone might assassinate you as you go back. And this senator, this man, chose to make a stand. Chose to say that, I will go back. Because as I go back, I would be able to inspire people to make a stand. I will be able to inspire my nation to do what is right in spite of the problems and the oppressions that they're experiencing from the current government during that time. That man is none other than Ninoy Aquino. And as he went back here, in the Philippines, what happened was, indeed, he was assassinated. He died. But what is so amazing about this man is what he said. He said that the Filipino is worth dying for. And for that, he was recognized as a great hero. He was recognized as a great man. And I'm sure if he was still alive, a lot of people will follow his lead because of his sacrifice for us. Today, we're talking about the leadership that God wants us to have. But I want you to know that there is a man, there is someone actually, who was able to do something that is far greater than we could ever imagine. A greater sacrifice, greater even than what Nino had done for us. He sacrificed so much so that you and I can be led. So that we can be led to something that is good. So that we can be set free from the oppression that we are experiencing. So that we can be set free from the problems that we are facing. That man chose to lead. That someone chose to make a stand. And that someone is none other than God. The Bible says in the book of Mark, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." God chose to lead. God chose to make a stand. So that you and I will have the confidence that we can lead as well because of his grace. And so that you and I can also experience someone great, a leader is leading me right now. I don't have to fear. I don't have to worry. There's a great leader who is leading me. At the cross, it may be a picture of suffering. It may be a picture of sacrifice. But guess what? This is the greatest picture of leadership that we could ever find. A leader choosing to sacrifice just to be able to lead his people to God. Just to be able to give them a good life. Just for them to be free from a cruel life. That man is Jesus Christ. He is our greatest leader. As I end, I want to leave you with this thought. The true leadership comes with servanthood and personal sacrifice. Let us pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you for the love that you have for all of us. Thank you for allowing yourself, God, to be the great leader that you are towards us. There may be times that we are rebellious towards you. There may be times, God, that though you're trying to lead us to the right path, we are still veering away. We're still going the wrong way. But thank you, Lord, for you took a stand for us. Thank you, God, that, Lord, you saw us worth it. Church, for a moment, can I just grab your attention once again? Ninoy said, the Filipino is worth dying for. But I believe at the cross, when Jesus was hung there, suffering, enduring the sacrifice, what he was thinking is this. He was saying to you, you are worth dying for. You are worth every sacrifice. You are worth every pain that you had to endure here on earth. You are worth it. Let's pray, Lord. Thank you for that love. Thank you, God, for the greatest model that we could ever have about leadership is you. And today I pray, God, that you would grant us that grace. That in the same way, God, that you led us with love, you led us with sacrifice, you led us by serving us. Lord, allow us, God, to be the same leaders as you are towards the people around us. The same leader towards our family, the same leader towards our office mates, our friends, our schoolmates, even our neighbors. Lord, help us to become those kind of leader. A leader like you. Lord, help us. I want to pray for a group of people in this room. Maybe you are here and as you listen to this word, God is giving opportunities. God is moving you to lead a certain group of people. I don't know who they are. They may even be a hard group of people. Family mo man yan, sa office yan, sa school, whoever they are. But you just know God is speaking to you. My son, my daughter, would you lead? Will you make a stand for these people? If you are here and you want to respond by saying, Lord, yes, I'm going to lead them. I'm going to make a stand, but give me the grace to lead these people. If that is you, I want to pray for you. Can you raise your hand? You want to respond to God's call for leadership. Is you humbling yourself before God? Lord, I pray for these people, God. Thank you, God, for the opportunity to lead. Thank you, God, that as they lead the people around them, you would grant them the grace to just honor you in leading them. Lord, there may be fears, opposition, or concerns that they have to go through as they lead these people. But I thank you, God, that you would give them the grace so that they would have the platform to just influence these people. Lord, God, opportunity to just lead them, not just to do what is right, but to honor you in everything that they would do. Lord, I speak blessing, God, to these leaders who is rising up and answering your call. In Jesus' name, amen.